Shkoyach. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We continue on the different brachos that we are supposed to make over various occasions, and one of the brachos, the brachos that we make is the bracha of Hagomel, the notion that we thank Hashem whenever there is a reason to specifically go out of our way to thank Him. If that sounds a little unusual, what does that mean? We should always be thanking Hashem for everything in our lives. And so the answer is that Chazal essentially outlined four different scenarios when a person should be saying the special Thanksgiving blessing. Doesn't mean you only thank God those four times, but it means that these are the times that the Chazal say we have a special bracha of thank you that we give to Hashem. All these four cases are as follows. When a person crosses over an ocean, when a person crosses over a desert, when a person is healed from a serious illness, and when a person comes out of prison. Now, these four cases were sort of used as paradigms for other reasons why a person should go out of the way to say thank you. So specifically, when it comes to crossing the ocean and crossing the desert, we understand that these used to be much more arduous journeys than perhaps they are now. They're still, you know, journeys, but much different types of journeys. But Chazal understand that this basically means any time a person goes through any sort of a serious accident or something of the like, you would make this bracha as well. So God forbid a person is in a terrible car accident or something like that and they end up getting better, or God forbid a person goes through any sort of a really, really difficult moment in their life that's dangerous to them and they overcome it. So any of these types of things would require the bracha of Hagomel. There is a custom nowadays that seems to reach back for quite some time to make the bracha of Hagomel when a person goes up to get an aliyah from the Torah or some sort of an honor from the Torah. That is the typical custom. However, it's not a requirement. Technically, the bracha of Hagomel could be made whenever there is a minion. You should have a minion. You should have at least 10 men in the room. But theoretically, even not including the guy who's making the bracha. But at the end of the day, it does not have to happen when the Torah service is taking place. And finally, there is an idea that not only should you make the bracha of Hagomel, but also theoretically you should commit to giving some tzedakah. In other words, Hashem did a kindness for you, so it would be nice if you do a kindness for other people, sort of like a nice pay it forward moment for everyone. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.